Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is Theory of Electron Configurations. Every atom has its own individual arrangement of electrons, and this is called its electron configuration. Generally, we are going to discuss these electron configurations when they are in the ground state, that is, when they are in their lowest energy, most stable situation. It is good to remember that nature in general always prefers to be in its lowest energy state. Gravity reminds us of that all the time. This gives more stability and an order to the universe. This idea of electrons wanting to achieve the lowest possible energy state is a theme that we will refer to often in this topic. For instance, there are some elements that have peculiar electron configurations that would not normally be expected. The reason for this is simply that these configurations give the atom greater stability. For instance, in the d orbitals and beyond, we see that filled and half-filled subshells are the most stable. This will explain some of the electron configurations that we will see. When we look at electron configurations of these atoms, from smaller to larger ones, we use what is called the Aufbau process. Aufbau is a German word which means to build up. We are building these electron configurations one at a time until we get the desired atom we need. This process also means that we are going to start with the lowest energy orbitals and work up from there. What this implies is that it would be helpful to know the orbitals in order in terms of their energy. Here is where it gets tricky. It would be great if the order was what you would think by looking at a list of orbitals. 1s, 2s, 2p, 3s, 3p, 3d, 4s, 4p, 4d, 4f, and so on. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The real order is as follows. 1s, 2s, 2p, 3s, 3p, 4s, back to 3d, 4p, 5s, 4d, 5p, 6s, 4f, 5d, 6p, 7s, and a few more. Well, it looks like we have some more chemistry memorization in front of us, doesn't it? Well, fear not. Some creative individual did us all a big favor and noticed a pattern and how to describe it simply. You should have, or will soon, receive in class a page named Reference, Electron Configuration Sheet. It is already on the website if you wish to download a copy, and a version is also in your text. The rest of the podcast is going to assume that you have this reference sheet handy. Let's go over a few of the guidelines before we start. We recall that we can only have two electrons at most in a single orbital. The Pauli exclusion principle states that no two electrons in an atom can have the same identical set of quantum numbers. Hund's rule says that electrons wish to remain unpaired for as long as possible to achieve lower energy, which, as we stated, is greater stability. You're going to see a few different notations in your text. For introductory purposes, you will see arrows pointing either up or down. Each arrow represents an electron, and the direction of the arrow represents the spin quantum number. Up is considered to be plus 1/2, and down is negative 1/2, though this won't really enter into the discussion. We will often see a set of orbitals, such as the 3p orbitals, be broken down to each individual orbital, that is, the 3px, 3py, and 3pz, with each of these individual orbitals holding two electrons. Once we get more familiar with the Aufbau process, we will shorten them up to just 3p and have an understanding that it is really a set of three orbitals. So when we see 3p6, we will know that we are not violating the rule of no more than two electrons in an orbital because it is representing a set of three orbitals. The book sometimes uses what is termed the Nobel gas notation. This is a shortened version of how to write an electron configuration because for some of the larger atoms, they could get a bit long. This version is not always acceptable, but you are free to use it for the larger atoms. In class and in the next podcast, we will go over an alternate shorthand version. Of course, if you are more comfortable and are not adverse to writing out longer electron configurations, you don't have to use the shortened versions at all, and you could write the whole thing out. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of the theory of electron configurations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, and you could always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.